Good afternoon, McMurray Park Apartments. This is Therese. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm a tenant here. I just have a kind of a problem.
Okay.
Like, we turned our living room into a swimming pool. You know, we put plastic up on the walls and the floor and filled the whole thing up with water.
Okay.
And it was working good for a few weeks, but then it kind of sprung a leak over by where the oven is.
So what actually did break?
The plastic, it got kind of, like, we turned on the oven, we wanted to make, like, a heated pool, you know? And when we turned on the oven, it kind of melted the plastic enough to make the water start leaking through it.
Are you being serious with me?
Yeah, we're having a hard time containing the leak, and we're trying to keep the pool filled up, too, but it seems like...
Inside your unit?
Yes. We're trying to keep it filled up, but we can't. We can't fill it up fast enough because the water is leaking out too fast.
What number do you live in?
B204.
B204. You're in a top unit and you have a pool.
Yeah. Well, it's not a pool. We put plastic and, you know, on the floor and over the furniture and up on the walls. So like the unit itself is filled with water. It's like up to the window height. It's like 2.5 feet. So.
Okay. Well, so you're home now.
Yeah. It's just, do you guys pay for the water here?
Yeah, we do pay for the water, okay. But you're not supposed to be having a pool in your apartment.
It's not a pool. We didn't bring a pool in our apartment. We turned the apartment into a pool with plastic.
But that's going to cause damage. You can get charged for the damage that it's causing.
Okay, well, we didn't think it would cause damage. I mean, it was working really well for a couple of weeks. But just, you know, with the oven, when we turned on the oven, it kind of melted.
Okay, well, can we come up there and take a look at it to see what we need to do?
Well, the problem is the front door doesn't open because the water is pushing against it. There's too much water pressure for the door to open anymore. Because, you know, it's like 2 feet of water pushing against it. Or like the entire living room and kitchen area is all, it's all a pool now.
Hang on 1 second. No, we need it. Well, somehow we're going to have to get the door open to get the water out, because if we don't, it's going to leak downstairs.
Well, no, we don't want the water out. Like, we're running the water right now to try and keep it filled up, but we can't seem to keep up with it, because it's leaking out too fast.
Yeah, because you have a leak in your plastic.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, do you have anything, like a caulk gun, or maybe a sheet of plywood? I think that would kind of plug it up.
I don't think that's going to work. You can't make a homemade pool in your apartment.
Well, we did. It worked. It works just fine. It's just,
obviously not if it's leaking and you got 2 feet of water and you can't get the door open.
I know, but no, we just go out the window. That's why we don't have it up any higher than the windows.
You go out the window?
Yeah, because the doors won't open anymore because there's water pushing up against them.
Okay, well, we're going to need to get in there somehow to get that door open because you have damage in that unit, and all that water is going to leak downstairs below.
I don't think it's any damage. I think it's just a little bit of water in the kitchen that's leaking out.
2 feet of water, any damage?
Well, but there's plastic up everywhere. It's not hurting anything. It's just...
Well, we're going to come up there and look to see if we can get in. We do have a caulk gun, but we're going to see what kind of damage is happening.
You have a what?
Down below is going to have probably water going into their unit. Water falls down. It goes down. It's got to go somewhere. It's going to have to leak somewhere.
It's
leak downstairs.
It's probably just in the walls or something, because they haven't complained.
But if it goes into the walls and it doesn't dry right, we're going to have mold. You can get charged for a lot of damage that this is causing.
Well, there's no damage in our unit. It would be downstairs. They should have to pay for the damage.
Why? You're the one that made the pool.
I know, but the water's down there. It's not up here. It's all
because you caused it.
It's all contained up here. Everything's fine up here.
Obviously, it's not contained if you have a leak in that plastic and you have 2 feet of water sitting in your unit.
I don't see the problem.
We're going to be coming up there.
Oh, I have another question.
Sure.
Our electricity, like our lights, have been flickering for some reason. I don't know. I don't think that's related. But I mean, it's just like the lights are just flickering nonstop lately.
Well, that could do, you know, do with the water. The wires are connected to downstairs.
No, this is the electricity. It's not the plumbing. I know you're a woman. You don't understand these things, but...
I'm a what?
No, I'm just saying you're not a man. You don't understand, like, the difference.
Excuse me?
There's a difference. There's electricity and then there's plumbing. One doesn't have anything to do with the other. It's the electricity.
No, their electricity is in the walls, and they're connected from downstairs to the. Their wires are connected from downstairs.
Yeah, they're not exposed wires, dummy. They're all. They've got rubber.
I'll be knocking on your door. Hang on, once
no.
You be at the door.
We can't even open the door.
If you do not. We're going to have to open it because you have water damage in the unit.
There's nothing wrong with our unit. That's what I'm saying. It's fine in here.
You said there's 2 feet of water in the kitchen.
We want it that way. We've got plastic up.
We cannot have 2 feet of water in your kitchen.
We just need someone to fix the electricity that's flickering.
Well, we have to get in there to fix it, so we got to have to open the door.
Like, what kind of place is this if the electricity's flickering? That's kind of dumb. I mean, why can't you just have electricity that works? It was never like this before.
Well, because probably because you didn't have a pool in there before.
The pool has nothing to do with it. That's plumbing. This is electricity I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. We'll be knocking on your door and opening it up.
Apparently, no, you can't open it. If you open it up, you know what's going to happen? All the water is just going to rush out. You're going to cause damage. And then it'll be your fault.
You've already caused damage, sir.
No, we haven't caused any damage at all up here. You need to knock on the window. We'll open the window for you.
We're not going to crawl through the window.
Why not?
Because that is not the entryway to be going into.
It is now. As long as we live here, that's going to for the rest of the summer. That's the entryway into our apartment.
No, it's not. Then you are destroying our property, and I'm going to. And I no, you cannot do this.
We've already done it. And if anyone comes over, they need to take off their shoes because we don't want to damage the plastic on the floor.
You are destroying our property, and that's not what you're living here for, is to destroy our property.
We can. It's in our apartment. You can't tell us what to do inside of our apartment. It has nothing to do with...
You don't own that apartment. We do. Not you.
No, but I pay rent, so it's mine.
That's all you're doing is paying rent in a space.
You're an idiot. What is wrong with you? You're so stupid.
Well, I don't know what you're on, sir, but we're going to be knocking on your door.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Go ahead. Don't open the door, because guess what's going to happen?
He's gonna call you. He put some senses in your shoes. He's filming in your house today. Your mailbox also looks gay. He's housing refugees on your driveway. He's tearing your roof off all the way. It's the Snowplow Show. It's the Snowplow Show. It's the Snowplow Show. Donate on Patreon today. Yeah.
Hi, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is August 20th, 2019. This is episode 578. It's brought to you by Frank P., Synthhead, DeLorean J., Todd L., and Ryan Jardina, inventor of the Jardina 3000 DTMF decoder that I use all the time, except this week. I'm not using it this week. I'm actually away from the Situation Room right now. It's that time of the year where I take a corporate sabbatical and broadcast from various places on the road. I need to do pranks while driving again, like I did last year, but I guess I need to wait until I get my burner phone back from Dwight. Anyway, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Thanks for the new people who signed up, like Jeremy C. and It in the Butt. The email I got from Patreon says, meet It in the Butt. Ha 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 ha. And then there's Jeremiah and Sonam. And I guess that's it. Thanks everyone for supporting the show. I don't have a whole lot to talk about before the pranks today, just that I am away from the Situation Room and expect the shows to be very sporadic over the next couple weeks or so. I'm sorry. I'll try and do my best. Every year I say I'm going to start releasing a bunch of best of shows to make up for the lack of new content, and maybe I'll actually do that this year. Maybe I'll release some old stuff. I really want to go through the entire archive, like from the very beginning, episode number one, and re-release those, maybe with a new intro and outro, an additional intro and outro, I mean, in addition to what's already there. I don't know, just try not to hate me for the next few weeks, because the shows might be scarce. Oh, and if I do that thing, replaying old shows thing, I won't put them on YouTube. So if you're a listener on YouTube, now might be a really good time for you to sign up on the feed at snowplowshow.com using a podcast app, or just listen on the website. But you know me, I'll probably never do it anyway.
Thank you for calling Park. This is Shanna. How can I help you?
Hey, Shanna. I'm a tenant here.
Hi.
Hi. I just needed to let you know I'm going to be putting a large antenna on top of my trailer.
Okay. What site number are you in?
64.
64. You're in 64? Are you sure about that?
No. 12.
What's your last name?
Zerbel. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm just letting you know, like, if you notice antennas going up, because I'm putting them up on a few of the neighbors' trailers, too. They're going to be like those 1950s television antennas.
Okay.
I'm putting them up.
Why?
Just to make the trailer park look more whimsical.
Oh, okay. You might want to get approval for that.
Well, no, it's several of us doing it. You can't make us all stop.
Okay. I think they can.
We'll see about that, because, you know, what are you going to do, climb up there and rip our antennas off?
No.
Those things are high voltage.
Not.
Okay. Good.
I do need to know what site numbers are doing it, though, just so I can tell Robin.
Just when you're driving around and you see the ones with the antennas, it's going to be those. And I'm trying to get more people to do it, too. I've been getting antennas from old houses.
Just random ones?
All right. Stealing them.
All right.
Climbed up on the roof and just yanked them off. It's not like they're using them.
Because you can't really use them for anything now.
Well, they look whimsical.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell Robin.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. Okay, that didn't go exactly how I was hoping it would go. She just laughed at me a bunch and made me feel foolish. Damn that lady. But I was thinking it might be fun to call up trailer parks all over the country and try to come up with some ways to make the trailer parks more whimsical. And hopefully everyone I call today is not just going to think I'm funny and laugh at me, because I hate that. Let's see if we can do that, though. Let's try and make some trailer parks more whimsical.
This is Kim. How may I help you?
Hey, Kim. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let you know I'm going to be painting the outside of my trailer with, it's like pink and purple with sequins.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Okay.
What unit are you in?
321.
Okay, you must be talking of some other spot, because we don't have a 321.
I don't know. I get all my mail at a P.O. box. Is it 70?
Are you at the States?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, then. Which street are you on?
2700 North.
Okay, but what street do you drive on to get to your trailer?
That's none of your goddamn business.
Really?
Really.
Okay, guess what? I'm the manager of that place, so what unit do you live in?
Well, you're being a little bit nosy. I'm just letting you know I'm going to be painting the...
Okay, what you have to do, these are park policies, is you have to submit a request to paint your unit.
Oh, it's too late. I already started. I'm doing like a two-tone.
Okay, what unit are you in?
I'm doing a two-tone. I'm doing purple on the top and pink on the bottom. With sequins.
Okay, those are colors not allowed in our trailer park.
Oh,
if you're not going to tell me who you are, I'll find out who you are and I'll evict you.
Oh, no, you can't evict me. I live here. I pay my rent.
Don't tell me I can't, dude. Oh, okay.
Oh, you won't evict me. I guarantee it. Well, that went nowhere because I forgot to look up the apartment number on that one.
Hello?
Hey, I'm just trying to make the trailer park look more whimsical. That's all.
Okay, well, these are procedures, so...
Yeah, but, you know the trailer park's not whimsical enough looking.
No, but you just tell me what unit you're in.
Are you
in a mobile home or an RV?
Well, I'm in 78, okay? But look, I'm just trying to make the whole place look...
You can't be in 78 because there's nobody in 78.
I didn't say 78. I said 76.
You just said 78.
No, I said 76.
Okay, so quit wasting my time. What unit are you in, really?
76. I was just giving you
76.
I was giving you 78 because I don't like my neighbor.
You can't be in 76 either because there's no one there.
I have squatter's rights.
So, what?
I have squatter's rights in 76.
You have squatter's rights, you think.
Oh, I know I do.
All right. Okay. I'm not through dealing with you. I'll come and find you and you'll be evicted.
No, you can't evict me.
Village.
Hey, I'm a tenant here at Village. I just wanted to let you know I'm putting an antenna on top of my trailer.
Okay, who's that?
What?
What's your name?
This is Richard. I'm in 101. So it's going to be one of those 1950s style TV antennas, like the really old ones.
This is not rich.
What do you mean it's not rich?
You live in 101?
Correct, yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like you at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're pretty muffled, too. You sound like garbage.
Oh. Okay.
But anyway, I'm putting up a big antenna on top of my trailer, and I'm also putting it up on several of the neighbors' trailers. I've talked to them about it. They're okay with it.
For what?
They're like old-style 1950s television antennas. And I'm going to put them up.
You can't put these up.
Why not?
They're not allowed. And you can't put them on all the neighbors.
Well, just on a few of the neighbors.
Why are you doing that?
I'm just trying to make it look more whimsical around here.
No, you can't do that. You're not going to make it look more whimsical.
I'm going to put them all up crooked. And it's going to be like it's going to look very scenic. You know, trailers.
Okay, I can tell you right now, you're not going to do that. You'll just take them all back down.
No, I've already started. I already put the one on top of mine, and I've started putting up the mounting brackets on several other trailer roofs.
Well, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to do it. Why? That's all there is to it. Why are you doing that?
Well, why can't I do
it? You're supposed to ask permit because it's not allowed. If you read the rules, you'll see it.
But I'm trying to make the whole trailer park look more whimsical.
That's not what you're allowed to do. I don't care what you think you're going to make it look like.
But it's going
to
look better.
No, it's not.
Yes,
listen to me. They're not allowed.
We're going to have crooked TV antennas. It's going to be like a picture book.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know who you are, but it's not going to work. So there you go. So you'll just take them all back down.
How do you not know who I am? I've been here forever. This is Rich.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
I know Rich.
Okay, I admit it.
You come in the office and talk to me.
Well, no, I'm going to be kind of busy installing television antennas.
I don't care how busy you are, then I'm going to call the cops and have them come over.
You don't have to yell at me.
Well, I will yell at you because you're doing stuff you're not allowed to do, and you're acting like I'm a total idiot because I'm not going to let you do it.
Well, you're acting like I'm a terrorist just because I'm putting up television antennas on top of my neighbor's roofs.
Because you did. I don't care. You didn't ask permission, and you can't do it, so there you go.
Well, see, you're just, it's like unnecessary force. You're just abusing your power there, trying to tell me I can't do things when there's
no... I really am, right? Well, I'll drive over there right now and talk to Rich.
No, don't drive over here.
I'll be right there.
No, don't.
I will.
I'm busy.
Yes,
no,
I am.
Leave us alone.
Watch that from the tech, Deb.
What?
I'll be right back.
No, don't come over. I don't have pants on. If she knows I'm not Richard, then why is she driving over there? She's going to be driving around there, looking on all the roofs, wondering where the TV antennas are. That sounds hilarious.
Village of Cheryl Ann.
Hey, Cheryl Ann. I'm a tenant here. And I'm letting you know I'm going to be putting an arcade machine out on my front area, like next to my door.
Okay, at what park?
The same one you answered with, the village.
Village, okay.
Yeah.
And what unit are you in?
I'm in, number 7.
Number 7, okay. And is that going to be... When is that going to be? Is it going to be temporary or?
Oh, no, it's going to be a permanent fixture. I'm going to put a roof over it and everything so it doesn't get rained on. It's going to be a Starfire machine.
Okay, we're going to have to, I'm going to have to talk to Jeff and see if that's allowed.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just an arcade machine. It's just, it'll be plugged in under the trailer and it won't get wet because I'll put the roof over it. It'll be fine.
Well, we have to verify that, though.
Okay.
Let me get a hold of...
Like, anyone can play it. Anyone can come up and play it. It's going to take quarters.
Well, yeah, but that's... Yeah, we've got to verify that, though.
No, I'm letting you know. I'm verifying. It will work. It's like a working machine. It takes quarters. And
I understand that, but it may not be allowed on the park lease.
But
that is what I need to check.
Okay, it only takes one quarter. It's not one of those machines that takes, like, 3 or 4 quarters.
Okay. And who's calling?
This is Steve.
Steve, okay. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm confused on what... Are you sure you have the right place?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Village.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Village.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's just going to be an arcade machine, just like right next to the front door.
Okay. I don't know that you think you're talking to the correct person.
What do you mean?
You're at the Village Mobile Home Park, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, on Main Street.
On Main Street. What's the address? Make sure we have the
Main Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're in number 7.
Yeah, I've lived here for a while now.
Let me talk to Jeff and get back with you.
With Richard. You know Richard? Richard's on the thing, right?
Yeah, but nobody's supposed to be living with Richard.
Yeah, well, I just stay on the couch.
That's beside the point. You can't be in the park living or sleeping at anybody's house and not be registered in the park.
Okay, I don't even sleep that much. I'm more of a night owl.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and I'll talk to Richard, but as of right now, no, that cannot be put outside.
I've already put it out there, and I put up a 1950s antenna on top of the trailer. I'm trying to make it look...
Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll talk to Richard, but that he can be evicted for that.
All I'm doing is I'm trying to make it look more whimsical around here.
No, it's not... No, you can't do that.
No, it does look... It looks more whimsical. I'm going to paint the trailer next.
All right. You're not painting the trailer.
Oh, I'm painting the trailer. I've already bought the paint. I cleared all this with Richard. It's fine.
No, it's not. Richard doesn't own number 7.
I know, but it's going to look better.
Richard does not own number 7.
Okay, you don't have to yell at me. You don't have to yell at me.
Okay, I'm a little bit frustrated, so I'll just talk to Richard about it since he is the renter and notify him.
What do you have against Whimsy?
I have nothing against Whimsy, but he doesn't own the trailer, so it can't be painted.
I know, but it's going to look better. It's going to look more whimsical around here. More people want to...
All right, well, I'll go ahead and take it as that. Thank you for calling.
You're being kind of a dick, you know? Did I say Starfire Arcade Machine? I was trying to think of the name of the video game in the movie The Last Starfighter, and that movie featured a very whimsical-looking trailer park. And the kid from the movie, he played an arcade machine. It was probably called The Last Starfighter. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen that. But that's whimsical, right? An arcade machine right outside your front door? By the way, thanks Devin from the Devin Show for some of these ideas. Me and her brainstormed some whimsical trailer park ideas last week. So some of these are hers. I can't remember which ones. Probably all the best ones.
Hello, Park Estates.
Hello. I'm a tenant here here at the park.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know I'm putting a bird sanctuary on top of the roof.
A bird sanctuary?
Yes. It's going to be like a...
Okay, what's your lot number or your address?
It's 78.
Your lot...
It's hard to hear you. Are we on speakerphone or something?
Yes, you were.
Oh. Yeah, it sounds like garbage.
Okay, so you're not lot 78. So do you? What's your address?
Because
78 is Gilberto Trejo.
Yeah, I sleep on his couch.
Oh, and what is your name?
My name's Roy. But anyway,
you can't just live there. You have to do an application.
Yeah, well, I only live here part-time, but I'm building a bird sanctuary on the roof. There's going to be like some steps to get up to it, and it's going
to
be...
I'll have to see if I can get approval for that. Okay?
No, it's like my roommate...
Yes, I do have to get approval for that from my boss.
Okay, don't yell at me. I'm just...
Calm down. You know... There are rules that we have in our park, sir.
Yeah, but I'm trying to make it look... The trailer's going to look more whimsical if there's a bird sanctuary on top.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from, but I still have to get approval for it.
Okay, how long will that take?
Let me call them, and I will get back to you.
I've already ordered most of the stuff that I need to start the bird sanctuary.
Well, let's hope it can be done. So,
yeah,
but I need to get approval. That there, that states in the park rules, and that you have to get approval for anything like that.
Well, we didn't have to get approval for the beehives.
What beehives?
We're doing beekeeping on the other part of the roof, on the back part.
Okay, Well, see, I didn't know that either. And, yeah, you're supposed to have approval for all of that.
Okay, well, it's just for whimsy's sake. We're trying to make it look more whimsical here.
Okay, well, it's... First of all, you're not the owner of the home.
Right.
So I have to be talking with him.
You're not the owner either, so, you know, like, don't tell him what to do. He already told me I could. Oh, she doesn't like it when I throw it back at her. She's the only one allowed to have a smart mouth. I see how it is. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, you were just breathing heavy. It was weird.
Okay.
What are you doing? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like you.
Who is
it? This is Roy. I'm a tenant here at the mobile home park.
Okay.
Who's this?
My name is Mike Smith.
Okay. So you don't feel too good when you do that to someone.
Sorry.
It's okay.
So, I don't manage that mobile home park anymore.
Ah, shit. Do you think they're going to have a problem if I put a bird sanctuary on the roof?
I have no idea, dude.
Okay, that's what I was calling to check on. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I really need to call three homes and ask them who their manager is and a telephone number so I can refer people.
Yeah, and also stop having such a condescending attitude and calling people dude and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, work on that too.
Okay.
Hey.
All I was going to say is to get a hold of their management and go from there. And good luck.
Okay. Hey.
Sure. What?
No, I'm saying hey. I just want you to know that you look nice today.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Uh-huh. Hey, I ain't your buddy, Chief. Mr. Attitude.
Hello.
Hi. Is this the trailer park?
Yeah. I'm just the maintenance guy. If you need more information as far as, like, the paperwork,
well,
I don't deal with that.
Yeah, well, it's just that, you know, I'm a tenant here, and some of the bees from my beehives, they've started migrating a few trailers down, and they're covering one of the trailers over there. And I don't know how to get
Okay.
I don't know how to get them back.
She's not, well, that's, yeah, Amberly is who you really want to talk to. I don't know that much information as far as what you're dealing with. I'm just a groundskeeper. I just happen to have the phone.
I see. Well, you may want to wear a beekeeping outfit when you come here next.
Beekeeping? Okay.
Yeah, they're getting out of control.
Oh,
I thought they would just stay around my place, but no, they're moving everywhere now. They're going over the park, yeah.
And, yeah. Well, what unit are you talking about?
Which number? I'm in 69.
69?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
She's 29. Yeah, so, you're, okay, 69.
Yeah.
All right. I'll leave her a message. I'll try and let her know about it. Yeah, and,
do you have Amber Lee's number?
Excuse me?
Do you have Amber Lee's number?
Hang on. Let me get back in the office and just right here outside the office.
Okay.
And just give me 1 minute here. And
did you know bees can sting a bird to death?
What's that?
Bees can sting a bird to death.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's several dead birds on the ground around here.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Sorry about that. I was trying to go for a more whimsical look with the beehives. I was trying to make the trailer park more whimsical. But now we have dead birds.
I know I got her numbers on a piece of paper right here somewhere.
Yes.
It's going to be right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got two properties I go to.
Oh, I see.
And Ridge. So I'm trying to figure out, where am I? I'm at okay. So, yeah, I got her number right here.
Okay, great.
If you want, and you could probably leave her a message and let her know what's going on. And you said you're in 69. My truck's broken down. I'm working on it right now. So, but as soon as I can get it running.
Well, don't forget that beekeeper's outfit.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, you got pen and paper?
No. It's 2019. I have my computer.
Oh.
Durr.
I'm still old school.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was rude.
It's
09. Okay, let me go ahead and transfer that call. Thank you for using the AT&T.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
All right. It's
going to ring. Oh, it's busy. She's busy. Darn. Okay, well, I'll try her again. I'll keep trying her until she picks up.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm putting a starter motor in my truck. I'm in the parking lot in the courthouse or the clubhouse.
Oh, yeah.
So once I get it won't take long to get the starter motor put in, and I'll be up and running, but I can grab the golf cart, and then you said 69 is the unit, right?
Yep, 69.
Okay, and then I can bug over there and check it out. Buzz over there and check it out.
Okay. That's a good one.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
But yeah, I'll try and let her know.
Okay.
But yeah, she's out of the office right now.
Ah, fuck. So. Okay, I love you.
Huh?
I said I love you.
Oh, okay.
Say it back.
I love you too.
All right, thank you, bye.
Bye.
That was weird. And she's still not picking up. I keep trying and she's not picking up. I mean, it's busy over there. Just a busy signal, so God damn it.
Mobile home park.
Hey, I'm a tenant here at the mobile home park.
Yeah.
And I'm having a little bit of a problem with my beehives. I've been, raising bees over here.
Oh. You got bees over there?
Yeah, lots. Like, I've got 5 hives up on the roof. And, they were under control for the longest time, but just recently they've started migrating, just down the road, and they're all over the...
Where's this at?
I'm on Hamilton.
Okay.
Okay. So,
I'm trying to think of which trailer is that one?
Lori, it's the whimsical looking one. I just put a television antenna on top of it, like an old 1950s television antenna.
Okay, is this the fifth wheel?
Yep, that's the one. And, I've been doing the beekeeping because I felt like that was kind of whimsical.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to create a more whimsical lifestyle for us and the other residents around here.
Okay.
So beekeeping and old TV antennas and the bird sanctuary. That's what we're working on now. We're putting a bird sanctuary attached to the trailer.
Okay, so what do we need to do, or?
Just maybe, if you see a lot of bees, just don't get angry at us. It's not our fault. I'm not a professional beekeeper. I just thought they seemed whimsical at the time.
One thing we have to do then, I've got to check with the owner on that or when he gets up here.
Oh, where's he at? What's he doing?
Like pal.
What's he doing there?
Playing.
Playing what?
On the houseboat.
Oh, does he have a number there? Let's call him. Let's put him on three-way.
He can't get to where he's at right now. He can't be reached. He's out on the lake.
Oh, shoot. If and only they made phones that... Oh, okay.
So is people saying something to you, or...?
Well, I don't know if you know Lori. She's one of my neighbors. She's pretty angry at me.
Lori. Did she just move in?
I don't know.
All right,
maybe because I was trying to figure this.
I'm trying to figure this out, so I'll come over there.
Yeah, she called me an idiot like last week because I was trying to offer to put a 1950s television antenna on her roof, like a crooked one, so her trailer would look more whimsical.
All right. Well, See, the owner is trying to upgrade this to all newer stuff.
Oh, no, no. We're going to do pastels. We're painting our trailer in pastels. Outside, inside, and out.
Okay, well, let me come over. You're in 118?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll come over and see what's going on.
It's
going
to look like that neighborhood in Edward Scissorhands.
Okay, I'll come over and look and see
what's
going on.
Full of whimsy.
I'll come over and look and see what's going on.
Okay, well, you might want to wear a beekeeper's outfit. Because these things are out of control. Like, they're stinging birds to death. There's, like, dead birds on the ground.
Yeah, I've got to come over.
Well, they're not going to hurt people. You know, people are too big to sting to death. I mean, I've got to come over
and see what's going on so I can let the owner know when I talk with him.
Okay, well, don't mess with my beehives, though, because...
I'll just come over and see you.
I think they got filled up with honey, and that's why they're, like, moving on. Because I don't know how to empty these things.
I'll be walking over there in about 5 minutes, and you can meet me or whatever.
Listen, sir, I'm not a professional beekeeper, so I don't exactly know what I'm doing here.
Well, and that's why you shouldn't have been doing it in the first place. So
I know, but I don't know how to get the honey.
What you need to do... is come meet me right on the corner then.
What do I do with the old, like, how do I get the honey out of these? Do I just, like, throw these away?
Don't ask me.
Okay, well.
I mean, I'm not a beekeeper, period.
Well, you're the one.
I would not know.
You're the one coming over here, like, you know what you're doing. Like, going to look at the bees or whatever.
Well, I'm not coming over to look at the bees. I'm coming over to see what the whole situation is. I mean, I don't even know what the whole situation is.
I'm just trying to make it
look
more whimsical around here.
Well, let me,
And you're talking about
all
like,
I'm saying is meet me there in the corner by that white.
That sounds like a threat. I don't want to fight you.
This is not a threat. It's no threat. I can tell you that right now. But I just want to know what's going on. If I got bees that you're doing a beehive over there and you didn't come get permission or anything,
I'm doing four.
That's your
four beehives. I've got four of these really large, like, 4 foot tall beehives.
Well, all I want to say is I just want to come meet you and we will talk.
Okay, I don't want to fight, though. Like, I'm a peaceful person.
I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to fight.
You keep yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you, but I mean, you know, you go do something like that, and, you know, if I call the owner up and say, yeah, I've got a guy over here that's running, you know, he's got four beehives over there, the owner is going to go ballistic.
Yeah, well, sounds like he needs to take
a chill pill. Oh, that's what I'm saying. All I want to do is I want to find out the whole situation. That's all I want to do.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll meet you here. Just, you know, don't...
Okay, I'll be over there in just a few minutes.
Come out swinging or anything. I'm not going to fight you.
Well, I don't fight. I'm not coming swinging or anything like that. I'm a manager here, so I'm not coming like that. So
okay,
I'll see you in just a couple minutes.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello. Is this the trailer park?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hey, I'm a tenant here. I just had a small issue.
Okay, now who am I speaking to?
This is Roy.
You say you are a tenant here?
Yeah, well, I live with Daniel in A7.
Okay. I didn't know he had anyone living with him.
Yep.
Okay.
He's not out of the closet yet.
Okay.
I have this issue where I was drilling into a wall, and I drilled right into a pipe, so there's just, like, the stream of water streaming across the room, like, up into the air, shooting out of the wall. I've been remodeling in here. I'm trying to make it look like a genie's bottle.
Wow.
With beads and stuff.
All I can do is maybe call a plumber, but you would be responsible for that.
Oh, I thought you guys took care of it.
I'll see if I can get someone to turn the water off, or I'll check into it right away.
Well,
okay?
I thought you guys took care of the water issues.
No, we don't. No, not if someone damages something, then it's their responsibility to get it fixed.
Well, no, I was just trying to make it look more whimsical inside. I'm remodeling it so it looks like a genie's bottle. We've got it all painted pink here. But I was just drilling through the wall to install something, and went into a water.
You don't do that without permission because of the wires and the pipes and everything.
Yeah, well, you know,
let me see what I can do.
Maybe you should have told me that, like, you know, an hour ago.
Well, you should have asked first. But is Daniel there?
Well, I shouldn't have to ask. I'm trying to make it look more whimsical in here.
Is Daniel there?
He's at work right now.
I'll be over, okay?
Okay, well, what are you coming over for? Like, no, we don't really need your help. I'm just, because, you know, we're in the middle of a remodel here. We're making the entire inside of this trailer look like a genie's bottle. And we don't really need any company.
Let me check. I will see you soon. Thank you.
What? No, don't come over.
Hello?
Hello. Is this the trailer park?
Yes.
Person? Okay. I'm a tenant here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to let you know I'm going to be replacing my current trailer that I live in. I'm going to be replacing it with an Airstream. You know, one of those shiny silver trailers?
Here at...
Yes. Walmart? Yes, yes. There's a truck on the way. He's going to take away the old trailer. And he's going to leave me with an Airstream. I've arranged a trade.
But it's a mobile home, right? I mean, because this is a mobile home park. I mean, there's no RVs, correct?
Yeah, but it's an Airstream, so it's all, you know, it's like chrome, it's like shiny. It looks
Those are trailers, right? I mean, the ones that you go camping with.
I don't think you can call it a trailer. It's more like an Airstream, but it's going to look more whimsical. It's going to make the trailer park look more whimsical. That's what I'm going for. I want like a more...
What unit are you?
Huh?
What unit are you in? What unit are you in?
Oh, geez. Settle down. I'm in number one.
Lot number one. Okay. I mean, that's something that that I got to put through the owners, man. I mean, I don't know about our history or nothing like that, dude.
Oh, no. You don't even have to notify anyone. I just wanted you to know, like, when the truck gets here, to take my old trailer away. Don't worry about it. They're just bringing me an Airstream. I'm going to live in an Airstream now.
Okay. Can I go over there to your place then? That way I can see what sack that we're talking about?
Yeah, if you want to. I mean, you should wait until, you know, after they take away the old trailer and I have the Airstream.
Let me just sit down over there. I'm right here in the office. I'll be there in a minute.
It'll look cooler, and I'm going to have more yard space.
Well,
I'm going to make a
patio. We got roofs here, so let me just double check what we're doing, okay?
Yeah, it's going to look good, though. I'm going to have a patio, and I'm going to put a white picket fence around it. It's going to look whimsical.
Hold on, man. I'll be there in a minute, all right?
Okay, why are you in such a hurry? Like, barely understand that guy.
This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know I'm going to be selling pies out of my trailer. And there's just going to be a small sign in the front yard that says, you know, pies for sale and has like a small menu.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So when it comes to any kind of, because that's considered a business activity, like yard sales, stuff like that, we don't allow. Because we don't want the public driving through our property.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a catering truck. I've arranged with a local restaurant, and they're going to be bringing a catering truck by every day, and I'm going to have pies cooling in the window. It's going to look very whimsical.
A catering truck?
Yeah, they're going to be buying my pies regularly. But I just figured I'm going to make extras and leave them cooling on the windowsill.
Like I said, as far as selling stuff, it's against the rules.
Yeah, but...
So you can do that outside of the park, but you can't do it inside of the park.
So I can give away free pies, then?
I guess. I mean, it says no business activity. That's why I don't allow yard sales. I don't allow any of that. I always shut it down when I see stuff like that going on, because it's private property, so we don't allow the public to come into the property unless we're having a community event.
Oh, I see. Well, I've already put ads on Craigslist. There's going to be a lot of people showing up for pies.
Well, if anyone parks in the street, they'll get towed. That's another issue.
I'll be quick with them, so you don't have time
to tow. Something that we can't allow.
Yeah, I'll be really fast.
You can do it anywhere else, just not in the park.
Okay, well, there's going to be a sign in my front yard that says free pies, and it's just free pies.
Okay, I'll just check with my regional, make sure that that's okay with him. What lot number are you in?
But the catering truck's going to be by a lot, like a couple times a week for the restaurant.
Okay. Like just to pick up stuff?
Yeah, to pick up pies that I'm making.
Okay. Which lot number are you in?
34. I'm mainly just doing this because it's going to be very whimsical. We're trying to go for a more whimsical feel around here. Like, I don't know if you noticed, we put up a crooked antenna on top of the trailer. Like an old 50s style one.
Oh, no, I haven't noticed that yet. If it's something that's not in the rules, I'd have to have you take it down, but I haven't noticed it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, no, don't even bother then. It's very whimsical looking. It's you'll like it. It's
okay, well, that's fine. We don't like antennas on the roofs.
Yeah, well, this is like an old 1950s antenna. It's not like a satellite dish.
Oh, okay. And, well, yeah, that's fine. If you need a copy of the rules, because it sounds like some of this stuff's just not allowed. So if there's a catering truck, that's fine as long as it's not parked in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do have people picking up pies, I mean, you have to, like, take it out and they need to go. I can't have people parking in the street.
Okay. We're trying to organize, like, a pie contest, like a pie eating contest with the neighbors. We can do pie eating contests in our yard, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And,
As long as no one's in the street, you're not disturbing anybody.
But about the antenna, like, we use it, like, we're pumping a lot of energy through it. It's keeping the beehives, the bees, docile. You know, I have beehives up on the roof.
Okay.
So it keeps the bees from flying off. It keeps them kind of tamed.
Okay.
Because I manage beehives.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't noticed it yet, like I said. If we do inspections and we notice it and it's something that we don't allow, then, you know, we'll let you know. But I haven't noticed anything.
Okay.
Definitely won't hear for me unless we do our inspections.
Don't climb up on the roof because we have to turn off that antenna first. If you try and climb up on the roof, you'll feel light.
No. Lightheaded. We don't climb on anybody's roof. Okay. We just take pictures around the property.
Yeah, this thing might make you faint. It's turned up pretty high.
Huh. Okay. No, that doesn't sound very safe.
Ah, no, it's cool. It's just for the bees. It's so the bees will, like before they were being kind of angry and stinging birds to death and stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay. As long as I get no complaints, you're fine.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Brad. It's Micro Corgi.
Hey, Micro Corgi. What?
You know what? I'm thinking of some good slogans for businesses that could be on the Adopt a Road signs. And the NRA one got me thinking there could be some really good ones that people could absolutely take the wrong way. You could have stuff like the NRA, a magazine for every child, or I guess if you want to use like the wording that people would understand, you could say a clip for every child, or the one that I thought was pretty good was, we won't stop until there's a little bit of lead in all of us.
Tee-hee.
Something like that, just to try and screw with people. Yeah. They'll get pretty upset about it.
Yeah.
Well, having a good week, Brad. I just got a new synthesizer, a Behringer Model D.
Oh my god. So,
I want to see if I can make a song with that.
I don't know what the hell that is. I bet it's awesome. A Behringer Model D. I'm looking at it. I'm Googling it. That sure is a cool looking thing. It has lots of knobs on it.
Brad.
Hey.
Man, I hate that guy so much.
Why?
Every time I hear that, I turn the podcast off.
And you just did it, so you have to turn off the podcast on your own voice. Dummy.
It's annoying.
Your face is annoying.
Okay, Brad Pye.
Brad.
Oh, man. He sounds depressed. What's wrong with Knobby Guy today?
Why, Brad? Is there any...
Cheer up, Knobby Guy. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be just fine.
If they're doing the corporate favors thing for shops, you could phone up a shop and say, could you look after my two birds?
Mm-hmm.
And tell them that if you don't look after them, they will puff up and commit suicide. So you have to look after my birds, because if you don't, they will puff up and commit suicide.
Yeah, we don't want that. I wish I'd played these voicemails at the beginning of the show for ideas on what to do. Maybe I should start doing that. Do a show based on voicemail ideas.
Hi, Brad. Just called in from my new apartment here in Arizona. And hey. I wanted to say that I was re-listening to the, Bad Santa episode where you were using the deep Santa voice, and it was really funny, and I forgot you made another one when you were the Easter Bunny. It was like the same kind of idea. So you should keep doing that. I can't think of any more holidays. I don't know, maybe you can be like a leprechaun. I don't know, there's not really funny.
There's not a leprechaun at the mall, though, sitting in a throne. I can't wait to do Santa again next year. That was
fun. Costumes in the malls these days, so... Probably wouldn't really work for any other holiday, but in general, the voice change has been really...
Maybe I could call up businesses around Disney World and be like, yeah, I'm the guy in the Goofy costume, motherfucker, and you need to stop saying shit about
me. Funny, like, with the
cross lines thing. That was hilarious. Anyway, it was really funny with the voice changer. I like the presets you have.
Thanks.
I wonder if you could get one that has more voices. You know,
thanks.
You could add to the cast of characters. Now you have like Carol and the voice person and your voice, but maybe and the robot voice. Maybe you could have.
Yeah.
You know, you can get other ones. You get like a one that made you sound like Darth Vader or an Asian person. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I'm not a tech person. I'm a philosophy major. So anyway,
yeah, okay,
that'd
bye.
Be cool.
Mr. Ramblin' On Forever. Yeah, it's got three presets on it. Actually, I think it might have six. I think I can double hit them or something.
Hello. Oh, maybe not.
Maybe it is just three, but three is good enough. I barely even ever use the robot one.
Hey, Brad, it's Shoklo.
Hey. Hey.
8:43 in the morning. I worked for a city. I got 19 tons of asphalt that we're going to be dumping in a random person's yard today.
Fun.
Just to fill the budget. So just wanted to let you know that. But what I'm really calling about is there was a callback from many, many years ago where you called the hospital, you called an old man, and you said
I made him mop the floors, right?
He needs to mop the floor.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find that call all over the place, and I can't find it. So if you can help with that, that'd be great. That call was fucking hilarious.
All right.
All right, Brad. Love you. Bye.
I'm not sure where to find it. I think it's online. I think it's on YouTube or something, isn't it? Is it on Carlito's channel? Because I made that call when Carlito was in the hospital, and his roommate in the hospital was this old man, and he just wanted me to make weird pranks to the old man so he could witness all the fun aftermath of it. But where is that call? Does anybody know? If you do, leave us a note in the comments or call in and leave a voicemail. The number is 814-422-5309. I have a lot more voicemails, but I'm not going to do them because, you know what? Fuck the voicemails. I just don't want to do it right now. Take that, voicemails. Thank you, Frank P. and Synthhead, DeLorean J., Todd L., Ryan Jardina, for supporting the PLA and the shows even when I take a week off of doing shows like I have this past week. Hang in there, everyone. It'll get better. I promise. It won't be like this forever. I'm ending today's show with a song by a guy named Daniel Johnston, who I've never heard of before this past week. And everyone tells me I'm an idiot for not knowing who this guy is.
Try to remember, but my feelings can't know for sure. Try to reach out, but it's gone. Lucky star. Walking the cow.
No, you can't do that. You're not going to make it look more whimsical.